The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Mike Tomlin talked about the injuries his team sustained in the game.
From an injury standpoint, James Daniels is being evaluated with an ankle. C. Patterson, same thing, ankle. We had some bumps and bruises along the way, but that's the nature of this thing. It didn't determine the outcome of this game, or the quality of our play, or the lack thereof did. And I own that. We own that.
Respect to Tomlin for not using injuries as an excuse. He never has. He never will. The standard is the standard. Next man up, blah, blah, blah. But Cordarrelle Patterson, before Fields really turned it on, he was their best offensive player.
No doubt.
And I thought him getting hurt really affected the running game negatively, because I happen to believe, Dorn, that when Mike Tomlin swept it under the rug at his Tuesday press conference about Najee Harris in the sling, and then Najee doesn't practice on Wednesday, Najee's going to play through stuff. He's a tough son of a gun. But he did not look like himself yesterday. Had the nice catch. It was a really good call by Arthur Smith on the screen late in the game. Oh, God, was that a beautiful play call. And well run. Credit where credit's due. But running the ball between the tackles, Najee no good. Cordarrelle Patterson was an animal early. I thought that injury was massive.
You don't think that it just, even with the shoulder injury, it just looked different, though, with Cordarrelle Patterson whenever he was running the football compared to Najee?
That's like, what I'm saying.
Like, but I mean, even, okay, so his injury was what, his elbow or his shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it still looked different with the legs.
I saw a couple people speculate. They run a lot of zone stuff now.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't know that that's a good fit for Najee.
Right.
And last year, when they were really hitting it, They weren't running his own stuff as much. That's not his strength. Now, Le'Veon Bell was perfect. You know, they picked that thing apart.
You look slow, like play.
Slow play, smooth jazz, yes, out there. C Pat, as Mike Tomlin called him. He was hitting the hole.
Yes, he was.
That guy is a monster. You didn't have Jaylen Warren. We're talking injuries here. That's massive. So whether Najee's hurt or not, it's not an excuse for him. If you're going to play, you got to play well. He did not play well. I mean, he was, let's just call it what it is. He was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Najee Harris, 3 catches for 54 yards. He had that long catch on the screen, which went for 32. 13 carries for 19 yards for Najee Harris.
Right.
A long carry of 5 yards. You need better from him. And Cordarrelle Patterson, 6 carries for 43 yards. So he more than doubles Najee up with fewer than half the carries. So that, to me, was a big loss. James Daniels, big loss. Because now, your interior is just inexperienced.
Yeah.
Inexperienced.
Well, now, you really need Isaac Samuel back.
Yes, you do.
Like, he's going to start this week. Like, I have no doubt about it.
Agreed.
But who's going to be the right guard? Is it going to be Spencer Anderson, or is it going to be McCormick? Now, McCormick is going to be playing. He's going to be moved from, you know, left guard to right guard, and he's a rookie. So, you know, you hope that his natural position is right guard so he can slide in there and be comfortable.
Yeah.
And then you hope that Isaac Seumalo is not being rushed back now that you have these injuries.
Right. I wonder if he was going to play this week anyhow. He was warming to it.
Yep.
But it's amazing how guys heal up real quick when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would bet you a lot of money. Well, even though you believe the same thing, I would bet somebody a lot of money that Isaac Seumalo is going to start at left guard this week.
Yes.
And you hope that Daniels, it's not a high ankle sprain, because I think he went out with the ankle. Herbig also banged up in this game. Like, someone texted in, Herbig a good rotational guy because of his size difference. He's not a good full-time end. I don't know that you can say that at this point. Like, he left the game. I thought they tweeted out, the Steelers PR, that he was out of the game.
Then he came back, right?
Yeah, I thought they tweeted, he's been ruled out. He winds up coming back in. Steelers made a mistake going into this one. They had 3 outside backers. They didn't bump anyone up from the practice squad. All of a sudden, you've got 2. So now you're in a world of hurt when you got 2 outside rushers. Because TJ Watt's going to need a blow every now and again, and you can't afford him that.
Mm-hmm.
DeMarvin Leal's your other, and he's really a defensive end. So that wasn't good. I can't say Herbig stinks. I can't say he's just a backup after this game. He was hurt, and it's just not ideal circumstances. So relax. Pump the brakes. It's a reaction Monday.